Hey there, I'm Brad. I'm about to win the Tuesday Night Bowling League Championship. I'm also a highway worker for the Ohio Department of Transportation. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I can bowl the winning strike with my buddies.
Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
Right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle
Wowzer.
Oh, you know why?
Why?
Because we did scales.
We did scales, you guys, before we started today. Sorry.
Scales, for those of you who aren't professional vocalists.
Okay, sure.
Just a simple, what you do about, what's the classic one?
Like, me, 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 me.
No, there was one where it's like,
okay.
Do, re, mi,
oh, yeah.
Fa,
yeah.
Sol, la, ti,
do, do, ti, la, sol, fa,
mi, re, do. Do you know what I picture?
And the hand symbols.
When I do that, remember in Saved by the Bell? Did you watch?
Of course.
The episodes with Tori Spelling.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not a good enough singer. I can't do it. I'm not a good singer. I'm a nerd. And
yeah.
Then they're like, sing something. And she sings, do, re, mi. And everyone's like, oh my God, she's amazing.
That is so funny and so true.
Also,
have
like,
you seen that Hillary Duff movie with the guy who plays Aiden? I think it's called like Raise Your Voice. Honestly, the icons will know. It is a great movie. Anyhow, she's in this opera class, and like, first of all, it's not her voice the whole time, and that we all are like, that's okay that's not Hillary. So they mix it with like someone who sings opera. So she's like, je ne ta, and then at one point she'll be like, je ne ta, je ne ta, like it's like two different things. And then everyone's like, whoa, she's different and can sing.
Je ne ta, c'est quoi?
Yeah, like, it's like,
I don't Italian. Remember that movie.
Okay, everybody should watch, like, Run, Do Not Walk. Talk about low-rise jeans. We are to the floor with those. They are very low, but she has blonde. She's blonde in it. She's going to
Hillary Duff? She's blonde,
I know,
in a movie?
It's like a white blonde, and she's going to a music conservatory, and she's with that guy I never thought was hot, but was matched up with Amanda Bynes in a lot of movies.
Okay, and this does all sound familiar.
Yeah, it's Raise Your Voice, you guys. A classic tale.
Do you know who's really hot?
Who?
Hillary Duff's real life husband.
Okay, very nebbish, and I see you. Because to
right?
me, I'm
that
like, oh my God, you could snap him like a twig.
Oh, see, he looks like he would be like a music producer.
He is. He's a musician. He writes
LOL.
Music. She's in his music videos, but every time I've seen him, I'm like, okay, Hillary Duff knows she's skinny, because to date a man that's skinny, you have to be very confident. You have to be.
I'm not that confident, but I would still do it.
I love that for you. I truly, that is too little for me. It's like, I don't want to be able to flick him. Well, on her story, she showed him dressed up as Santa, and she called him just like skinny Santa, because like he can't look heavy. Like he's so skinny, you know? Like his legs are just like boop, boop, like little sticks. And so skinny Santa came to town and scared his daughter. But the point is, we love Hillary Duff. We stan Hillary Duff.
Dressing up as Santa is an interesting premise.
I think so too. I think it's a little bit like dressing like a clown. There's a little deceit, obviously. But then also,
I've never done it. Nobody's ever done it for me.
Wow.
But I feel like it could be a little jarring for a child.
Yeah, especially, honestly, if you don't look that much like Santa. I think like get your, you know, old uncle to do it so that he like get someone who fits the part as opposed to.
So you're upset about the casting.
I am upset about the casting. And so is his daughter. I mean,
I heard Nicole Kidman is auditioning.
She'll get it. I know it. And then the filter will be insane.
Wait, also, did you see that she's playing Lucy?
I'm so upset. And I've never, you know, I don't ever want to be a public enemy of somebody, especially a woman. But I am like, I need this to stop now.
Just come on.
No, first of all, she's not comedically going to be able to carry this. We know that. And then also, I don't want to see her trying to look young again.
I'm afraid of the accent again.
Oh, that's going to be horrific.
Lucy has a distinctive voice.
Yeah, of course she does.
Whatever, we'll see. Also, wait, Jesse, can I ask you a question? Are you standing Please. Right now?
Okay, yes. Everybody at home or wherever your car, I said, you know what, my standing desk, which is just my computer on like a stand that moves up, let's put it to use, because the thing is my hips are hurting a little bit, and this
and your hips don't lie.
They really don't. And I have a mic stand. And so I said, what if I'm standing? I think I'm going to be more energetic today or not. Comment below.
See, it feels
weird.
It feels no. And I'm like, should I be standing as well?
I think it's to me, I'm taking this now. I'm like, the podcast is a performance. It's a performance piece because it's the only performing I get. Okay. That's A. B, you know. Like last week, this is like so much information, but my dad slammed on the floor in the middle of our podcast. So then I was afraid to be loud, which we did get into a scuffle after. But the point is, I said you affected my performance. I said the Middletons are going to know that I was a little bit scared.
He, like, what did he do? Like he hit with a broom?
He just slammed with his legs on the floor.
Where was he located?
He's above me.
Oh.
So, and he says, and I quote, you scream when you do podcasts. and that's my style of comedy. We know that. So today I'm standing. I am alive. I have a wingspan right now.
If you get loud during a comedic performance.
Yeah.
You're going to get that role. You're going to like, people love when someone gets loud.
It's exactly.
A lot
comedy.
Of stand-ups have made a whole career off of it.
Oh my gosh. Half of them just scream the whole time. And guess what? A lot of what I've been doing hasn't been working. So scream comedy is coming to you.
Yeah, maybe
live.
We should start screaming more.
I'll just scream whenever. Absolutely, I will. So yes, I am standing. And yes, this is so far. I feel energized. I feel ready to go. I'm holding my coffee still. I am
you
alive.
You look like you're the owner of a startup.
I am. Thank you. And if you look at yourself as a business, which I do, and my business as a startup, you have to in this world. You are your own LLC. And never forget that. Thank you. So there's that. But you're wearing a neon hat, and don't think that got past me.
You know, I was wondering why you hadn't said anything yet.
I know that. Well, it's very, is it Target?
No, it's from Carhartt, okay?
Oh my God.
Thank you. The thing is, I ordered it on Amazon, okay? It came the other day, but my hair isn't done at all.
Okay, I see.
And
okay.
So I was like, you know what? If I was going out in the world, I would put on this hat. So I put it on for us.
I love it. I think it's very bright. I think it's happy.
You know I love a neon.
I do know that. And it when you wear a hat with eyebrows like yours, it really draws attention in a good way.
Thank you. My skin is like wretched, awful. Look at my chin.
Oh, yeah.
It's so bad. I don't know what to do.
Well, my skin, this is okay. So is it dry or is it oily?
I think it's dry.
I swear by Vaseline.
Really?
I really do swear by Vaseline because I think it's like.
For acne, though, this is acne, I think.
Okay. But it's dry, right? Or
I think.
Okay. Or
I don't really know what it means when people say, like, do you have dry skin or oily skin? I'm always like, what? Yeah. I don't know.
The one time I got a facial too, they were like, okay, so what's interesting about you is you actually do have both. Half of your face is oily and the other half is dry, which is probably why you find that half your face is always dry, the other half is pimply. So what you have to do is actually buy both formulas. Okay, in the T-zone, you're going to go with this, and then the cheeks and the outer area, you're going to go with that. And I was like, are you just trying to take all my money? I told you that I don't make a lot.
I think it's that I have dry skin, because I have dry skin like else. My scalp has been so dry the past couple days.
Okay.
I've got a humidifier.
I like that. Do you do face masks? Let me ask you that.
I haven't in some time.
You haven't in... Okay. Let me be clear about something though. I don't understand skin, and I am... Here's a lot of information no one wanted. I am a picker. So what I like to do...
As am I. I pick my scalp.
You? Yeah, I pick my... Oh, scalp, though, is good. You can't see that. I pick my freaking face like a maniac.
My scalp is really bad, though. People would be disgusted.
I get that. I'm a picker, so I get it. Like, and I do think that if you're also a picker, shout out to you. Like, it's not easy to be your own worst enemy at all times, you know? That's a life that some of us are living. So try not to ever be mean to someone who's picking. They normally are hard on themselves already. And, but yeah, I guess I'm trying to give myself like tricks or tips, and also remind myself to just not touch it, to shower. I try to shower as quick as I can, and I put makeup on every day as a way to not. So like, even if you moisturize or if you do something that's like boop, whatever it is, to just try not to.
I don't pick my face though.
Oh yeah. Okay, wait. So you just have a few like.
Yeah, but they won't go. I don't know why they keep coming. They won't go away around my chin. And do you know what I realize? Sometimes I wake up and I'm like chewing on my blanket when I'm sleeping. And by sometimes I mean like that's like happens all the time. And I was like, how did this happen? Why did it happen? But I'm like, is that why my skin is bad on my chin? Because it's covered for so long at night?
I mean, I also had severe macne this summer. So like my upper lip sweat is that of a canyon. So it's very aggressive. And then when you keep all of that liquid condensation in, like that's hard. So your chin, I would also be like, that could be because of a mask.
Yeah, well, you
have
know
you been
what?
Wearing masks for a long period of
you
time?
You know, I don't believe in them.
No, I know that. Of course, of course.
I'm kidding.
That's a joke.
It's a joke, people. Okay, don't roast me.
It's a joke. This is screaming.
It's a goddamn joke. Okay. Yes. Of course. But I really don't
no,
have
but
to
I meant,
do it
do
that
you
often.
Wear for a long time. That's what I was saying. Is like I don't wear them. Like when I go in somewhere, but it isn't as long. Like in the summer when I was at the beach, we had to wear the mask. Like I'd walk a mile in a mask and then just continue wearing a mask. So when I left the beach, I just had pimples everywhere.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It wasn't great. It really wasn't great.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
I didn't love it. And I don't think anybody did, including my face. So yeah, I guess I tell myself, I don't know. I do weird skin routines. If someone wants to tell me, oh, buy this, I'll buy it. And
yeah,
then,
me too.
You know, that's sort of, I love to buy things. That's, we're learning that. And that's a problem, but it is true.
Jesse, speaking of problems.
Yeah.
We have some embarrassing story submissions.
Okay, let's do it.
Should we do one?
Honestly, let's do one.
Okay, guys, it's time for...
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
Okay, this comes from Kelsey.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And okay. She says, I was an awkward-looking 13-year-old. Yes, I blossomed at age 15, and literally the son of a well-known construction company asked me to the all-boys homecoming dance 2 years later.
I love that.
But those first years were rough.
Oh, girl, I feel ya.
So anyway, I'm 14 and with my mom at the mall. We're at American Eagle. Sensing how desperate I was for boy attention, she bought me 2 oversized men's size medium sweatshirts. And then she put in parentheses, ha, 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 LOL, because now that's my standard size.
I appreciate
that. Is that like
that.
A thing that people would do, wear a men's shirt to get attention from boys?
I have no idea. You're talking to someone who literally... There was no construction worker's son who ever asked me out. Oh. I never had attention.
Well, she continues, my bad. She said, honey, we'll spray them with dad's cologne and you can say they belong to Chris, your boyfriend from Boisington. All boys prep. I'm sure he's a junior. Wink.
Okay, mom's got game and I'm into it.
Yeah. So I get home and I'm all rolling up in this fantasy. The next day, I put on my boyfriend's sweatshirt and head on out to tackle the day at Barnes & Noble, my safe space. I ran into my friend from church and she was literally asking more questions than what I anticipated, asking during the second coming of Christ. There's jokes written in here, honey.
Okay, love that.
Oh my God, Kelsey, did you see this? What did you think of that? Are you going to adopt a family? My family is. What are you going to get them? So I'm rolling my little sleeves and casually being like, listen, Katie, I would love to entertain these small ideas, but I need to get back to my books now. Chris is going to be here for my date any moment.
Wow.
She's Chris? Who's Chris? Well, he's
Chris
just
Chris is the made up guy.
I'm reading what you wrote.
Oh, sorry.
Well, he's just this boy I met. He goes to Boisington Boys Prep. Oh my God, my brother goes there. How old is he? I wonder if they know each other.
Oh no.
No. No, I'm sure not. Hold on, let me go get him. He's right over there. Chris, insert Kelsey gastric stress here.
Her brother's name is Chris too?
There's so much. There's like characters written in here.
Oh
there's
my
roles,
gosh. Yeah.
But I'm not being told who's saying each line. It's just quotations.
Wow.
Kelsey, next time, can you pop this in final draft? My goodness.
Also, I'd love a part. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, Jesse, you could have one, but I don't know how we would dull it out.
No, it's
Hold
too
on,
late.
Let me go get him. He's right over there. Chris, insert Kelsey gastric stress here. I can't run. I can't hide. Oh my God, Chris, Kelsey is talking to a boy at Boisington School. Word? I'm just assuming Word. These are the characters. Not really. He just gave me his sweatshirt. Oh yeah, who is he? Ugh. Annoying friend Katie. His name is Chris, like you. Do you know Chris? I meanwhile blacked out and began sweating profusely. No idea what happened after that. But I do know this. My high school boyfriend, Steven, went to Boisington and I was nominated for homecoming queen my senior year. I lost to Derek Jeter's niece. Bitch. Okay, Kelsey.
Well, that turned around real quick.
That turned around real quick. And if I'm being fully honest here, Kelsey doesn't seem like she had a tough time in high school.
Kelsey, I really do mean this with love. That's a dream high school experience. I think the main thing that I want to point out to you is if I said, oh, I have a boyfriend who goes to another school, they wouldn't be like, let me ask who. They'd be like, Jesse, stop lying and roll your backpack over here and let's shut it down. Also, the fact that it was entertained, miles ahead.
The fact that the name of the school was Boisington, B-O-Y-S-ington.
Yeah.
I thought the mom made up the school name too. I didn't realize that Boisington was an actual name of an all boys school.
Yeah. And the fact that then you did date someone there and became homecoming queen. Listen, it's actually very important for this group that we do have some homecoming queens in it. Like, that's huge. You know what I mean? We need you guys as allies. Okay. We need you guys reaching out. There are some people that did, God bless, develop in time to get the crown, which like I truly love for us and for you. But we are on different level stages, you know? Can you imagine getting homecoming queen or can't? I can't.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. This girl had a rough experience
one time.
Maybe there was more, but according to her confidence, and even in the confidence that this was written, she was cool.
Listen, to be able to wear a medium, have it swim on you and everyone know it's your boyfriend, like that right there is winning. As you pointed out, I would have been wearing a men's medium and people would have been like, why is that small on you?
And if you have a parent that's like, well, spray dad's cologne on it, blah, 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 you're already ahead of either of us.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That mom is like wingmanning you.
We're not on a level playing field here.
No. I don't even know what my mom, I mean, my poor parents in a way.
That's like something I would try to do and they would be like, what are you doing? Yeah,
I know.
And then I would get in trouble for using my dad's cologne.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I do like cologne. That's, I think, underrated. Not enough guys wear cologne.
I agree. If you hug a guy wearing cologne, it's a whole different experience.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, if he cares about that, what else does he care about?
I'm like, I bet your apartment's clean.
Yep. I bet you clean. I bet you care about animals. I bet that you, you know, really love things and mean it. I bet you wouldn't ghost me. Things like that. That's what cologne says to me.
See, that's why I always wear a perfume.
Yeah. to let them know vice
versa. Well, because I'm like, I want people to think, if you smell nice, people think your shit's together.
It's true. That is true. And yeah, actually men are very smell sensitive. I don't know. I feel like any guy I've ever like started seeing will be like, your hair smell like. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm a scent machine, but they normally always comment about something that smells nice.
See, I love a good smell, but sometimes I'm like, I can't smell anything. I have a stuffy nose like most of the time.
Yeah, I can't smell. I can't smell a thing.
It's snowing so hard here. It's distracting.
What? That's beautiful. It's not snowing at all here. Nothing's happening. And that's okay.
That's okay. Jesse,
no, that's
let
totally
me ask you
fine.
Something.
Yeah.
Are you loving anything these days? I think we should do a quick round of...
I love that for you.
Let's do it.
All
okay.
Right. What are you loving?
Let me explain to you something. I have gone into a new obsession mode over Uh-oh. Something. Obsession. Like, I've never loved anything more. I reached out to the company. They haven't responded. That's
oh,
fine.
My God.
Because I said, do you support podcasts? I really think everyone on the pod, I'd love to get you guys a discount code and myself. Can't figure out if I can. Regardless, I'm going to buy it. Okay. So as everybody knows, I have anxiety and stress. And, you know, something that's fun about me is like, I think about that and I sort of just like, what do you do with something like that? And somebody was telling me about weighted blankets. And I said, yes, I need that. But I've tried weighted blankets before. And not only are they hideous, they like slide around and they are hot. And I famously, I'll kill somebody if I'm hot. I don't want to be hot. I want to be cold. I want to be a cold girl. I'm never a cold girl. I want to be cold. So weighted blankets seemed like death to me. And
yeah, I feel like I would be so sweaty underneath a weighted blanket. I would like get bed sores.
Exactly. So, but there's this weighted blanket that is like adorable. It looks like knit. It's from a company called, get it out, called Bearably.
They wouldn't have heard it.
Bearably. Yeah.
Did you guys just hear me blow my nose?
Comment below.
I'm leaving it in. Leave this in, Cam. Leave it in.
Cam, do not edit that out. But it's called Bearably, and there are these adorable weighted blankets. I read about it online. I'm like obsessed with it. One of them can be 25 pounds, which I'm like, if I want to be...
That's almost as much as I weigh.
Exactly. I want to feel like a man is literally laying on top of me and is like, if you even move a muscle, that's what I want. I want to be suffocated, okay?
That's a nabbish man, 25 pounds.
Oh, yeah. That's Hillary Duff's husband. And that's the kind of thing I'm going for. So it's like 25 pounds. It looks amazing. It is like $300.
Ooh.
So I think I'm going to give myself some sort of goal. I haven't figured out what that means yet, but some sort of goal that like when I do something, then I'll be like, and then you'll get to get the blanket.
What
so,
colors do they have?
Oh my God, gorgeous colors. They have it in velvet. They have it in cotton. They have it in eco-friendly. Ooh. And they have, I don't know, like 20 colors and they're all gorgeous and I'm obsessed with them.
I mean, I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think I just love that. I don't have too big of an issue with that.
No.
$300 is a lot for a blanket.
But it's weighted. It could change my life and my stress and helps you sleep. And if we get to be in person again, you come over to record. I mean, I see myself just having it draped around me at all times.
I mean, that does sound nice.
Yeah. Like I'm obsessed. Okay, what are you loving?
Jesse, what am I loving? I'm loving, so I got a sewing machine for Christmas.
Yes!
Okay. And so I've been learning some sewing and I made a hell of a pillows. I've made some pillowcases. Okay. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to try and make a t-shirt. This was last night.
What?
So I went and I bought fabric and it's taking a little bit longer than expected, but I think I'm going to have an actual t-shirt at the end. I have it like...
You started last night?
Like I have the main shirt part made and I have the sleeves made. I just have to put the sleeves onto the main shirt part and then fix the collar and then add a front pocket and then fix the hem on the bottom. But I have hemmed sleeves. I have an actual t-shirt and I famously hate learning how to do things. Like I'll just try to teach myself and get frustrated until the point that I'm like, well, fuck this.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at, but I am proud of myself that as of right now, it seems like it's gonna be a wearable garment. Will it look like a t-shirt? I'm not positive yet.
But it's your first one and you're only like a few hours in.
Yeah. And I like measured it. So what I did was measured like my shirts and I'm like, well,
yes.
And then looked at the seams and stuff. And I'm like, tried to figure out I figure this is how straight men learn how to fix cars.
Yeah, you're a scientist.
They take them apart. You know, like when nerds take apart a computer just to learn about it. That's me taking apart my Walmart t-shirts.
Just to learn about it. That is incredible. I mean, you're about to be a seamstress. Like you're about to blow up, make a business and start having fashion that nobody else has, which is iconic.
Thank you. The sleeves are proving to be a little difficult, but I'm like, I can make a sleeveless dress with no problem.
Yeah. Or you do a puffy sleeve.
Well, the issue is connecting the sleeves to the actual dress is hard because you have to like make sure they're measured the right way. And I think that's not what I did. But
you'll get it.
Even if I have to make it a fucking tank top, okay? I'll just
make it a tank.
Up those sides. But because I'm like, I'm sick of, imagine then someday I get famous and then they're like, do you want to have a clothing line, a plus size clothing line, you know?
At Walmart?
Well, I'm hoping maybe.
Sorry. Absolutely. But
listen, even at Walmart, I bet the real money is at Walmart. You know
That's what I'm
People
saying.
Love fast fashion these days. It's killing all the designers.
I know.
So, but yeah, I'm going to try that. And my mom jokingly was like, you should make the baby, who still hasn't come, but is due on Saturday. So if today's
the bitch
Monday,
better be on time.
Today's Monday. The baby was due 2 days ago. So
today is Thursday.
I mean, when this comes out, it'll be Monday.
Oh, got it.
So hopefully I'll be an uncle when you're hearing this. But my
I love that.
Mom was like, what if you made the baby's christening outfit? And I was like, haha, you're joking, but I'm going to.
Okay. First of all, I love this and that. I will say, for you, like, I can't see myself sewing, but what I can see, Chris and I already spoke about this, is you buying like a fabric that we love, and then when we go on tour, like Mary Kay and Ashley, like sort of they go together, but they're different, you know. Even though we are twins, we are different, and making clothes like that. My other best friend is also learning to sew, and I'm just like, is everybody in my life sewing? And if that's the case, I don't have to learn because I can ask you guys to do it for me.
Well, I think this will be, I can hem things now, you know. We're on tour. You lose another 15 pounds and you're like, oh my god, my pants are
swimming.
I don't actually know how to fix that, but if you got taller, I could fix that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm planning to grow.
Or if you were like, this dress isn't slutty enough and I have a date, I have to go ball gown for the show and then I have a date after and I'm like, oh my god, and you forgot your cocktail dress,
that's embarrassing.
Well, I have my sewing machine in the green room and then I'll just quick
slut it up.
Hem it up and you're good to go with your knees a showing.
Hell yes. I don't know if I told you this because famously I, you know, when you get boobs early in life, you spend the rest of your life hiding them. Mm-hmm. But I've decided when I get out of quarantine, my boobs are as well. And they will be making appearances.
Wow.
At places. You know, I never show a boob, not even one. So, but I am trying to be like, guess what?
I'm here.
They're here too. Exactly. The three of us are hitting the town.
I love that.
I think that could be really fun.
I think that's so fun.
I mean, what a treat.
What a treat.
What a treat.
Jesse, I have a question for you. And we didn't discuss this before, but as you guys know, normally we do the Hallmark film of the week. But we've also been trying out doing like some one-off scenes.
Yeah, we're gonna give you a little taste for those of you who maybe don't do the Patreon. And honestly, Chris and I, some would say, spent thousands of dollars literally training in improv. And so recently, I guess you could say, we're back in school and back at it, and it's been absolutely thrilling. And we just laugh,
and I think it's just like fun.
I think it's just fun. And guys, if you don't like fun, I don't, I, this, it's,
Yeah. So I'm here's sorry. I think we should do some improv scenes.
Let's do it.
In lieu of the Hallmark.
Yes.
And guys, if you hate this, if you're like, where's my goddamn Hallmark?
Yeah.
Join the Facebook group and let us know.
But be nice. Yes, you can tell us on Facebook. Be nice. We could always switch things up. You know us. We're always about variety. We're always about like, oh, you think we're going to yang? We're going to yang. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So and we're going to. Yeah. Don't worry. It's not gone. We're just going to try something different.
Yeah. We're just trying something different.
You know?
And that's okay. Like, that is what life is. Thank God I'm standing. I got to be loose. Oh my God.
Okay.
Be loose.
Are
Zip,
you ready?
Zap. Yeah. Okay. Ready.
So I found an improv prompt generator and it starts with sentences. And so I'm just going to start with the first sentence that comes up. Okay.
Okay. Obsessed. Here's the scene, everybody. Just close your eyes and here we go.
Are you going to wear shoes? Are you going to wear those shoes to the party?
Do you think that's crazy? They're 4-inch, but it's like, I'm looking for a guy who's over 6 feet. You know that. So I need to sort of already rule out.
I understand, but this is our niece's first birthday party. I don't think you're going to meet a guy. I don't know why you keep on thinking you're going to meet a guy. It's just family.
A lot of single guys, though, show up at baby events. That's like a thing. Like, have you seen on Hinge? There are so many guys holding babies that are like, not my baby. And it's like, how is he getting that baby? He's going to random birthday parties.
I don't think that they're random. They're probably relatives or friends. I don't think you want to be dating someone that's going to random people's birthday, like a birthday party crasher.
Okay, but I do like the idea of a guy who is obsessed with having children and sort of like wants to be around kids. You know, like I want to
date a guy who's obsessed with being around random kids, even though he's not part of the party.
That's hot to me.
Okay. We need to have a talk about your preferences.
Okay. It's coming sort of randomly, but yeah.
I don't know that it is that random because every single time we see each other, you're bringing a new guy around and the family just can't handle this anymore.
I'm
going to
pause. Okay, the family can't. Let me just pause real quick because I know we are family, but first and foremost, you are my AA sponsor, and I do feel like I'm making strides and not getting back on that bandwagon. So it's like, okay, if my next obsession is a guy who likes kids, I don't know why that's...
I don't think that's a healthier obsession, though. When I told you to develop something else, I meant like learning a new technique, maybe how to fix a carburetor, not to date strange men that you find at people's birthday parties. Who was the guy that you met? He was at the Six Flags by himself, just buying pitchers.
Yeah. Well, okay. First of all, I went to Six Flags also by myself. So that, you know, we were both sort of lone wolves. And then, yeah, he was, I'm not sure if he was hired by the park, but he was sort of helping the photographer. And then when people didn't buy photos, he was buying them and then, you know, selling them later at a higher price, which I think is like a business. It's a business. He's an entrepreneur. I think that's honestly hot, you know?
I don't think that you do think that's hot.
I think that it's interesting. And I think that, you know, I myself, when I go to a park, think about, okay, oh, you know what this ride needs? Cotton candy while you wait. You know what this ride needs? Maybe keychains. So I do think that I am constantly sort of thinking about businesses, and he was too. And that started the conversation.
Well, there's a difference between thinking I could eat some candy canes while in line.
Yeah.
And selling people's pictures of them back to them for a more expensive price than even a Six Flags, which is already a pretty high markup, is charging.
I know that, but you know, the dating apps aren't working. You know that. They're just not. And it's hard for me to go on dates not drunk, because that's how I used to do it. So this feels like a different, you know, alternative.
I mean, when you put it like that, it makes it very difficult to talk you out of doing these things.
Yeah, it feels like almost it makes sense, you know?
Like, it kind of feels like, I guess you're right, that is healthier.
Yeah.
Than what you were doing before. I just want you to look inward, you know?
Oh my God, definitely. And I don't want to turn this on you either, because, like, I don't want anyone to attack anybody, but also, like, you know, as as a wonderful, I would say top A sponsor, I do feel like you aren't dating, right?
What does this have to do with me?
Well, I'm saying, like, for, you're saying for me to look inward.
I'm focusing on myself, okay?
But you're focused on me.
On my business, which is helping people, okay? That's why I charge you.
Right. Which, yeah, and I'm happy to pay. I guess I'm just saying, like, are you being the best version of you? Like, should you be going to the kids' birthday party with me as well?
No, I should not. I was inviting you to my niece's birthday party because they think of you as family. And here you are bringing strange men you meet at the garbage dump. Literally.
Okay. Well, but Mark was really nice. And just because he works at a place that recycles doesn't...
He doesn't work. He lives there. He lived in the garbage dump.
He doesn't want to make a footprint. Okay? He's literally that environmental. And that is hot.
He burns the garbage to stay warm. That's
how nice
terrible
is that?
For the environment.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it better in a landmine?
A landmine? A landmine is like a bomb in the ground.
I don't want to get into semantics with you. I really don't. It's neither here nor there for
me. I think you're
me.
Thinking of a landfill.
Okay, a landfill then. But what I'm saying is, like, yeah, he lived there and burnt. But I still think that he thought about the earth first. I mean, that's beautiful.
I don't know. He also tried to kiss me. There was a lot of problems there.
That I didn't know about. But he is very... He told me he is free with love. Free of giving it and free of getting it. And
yeah,
I,
he told me that he has sex with the raccoons that live at the dump with him.
Okay, well, he does love animals, so that wouldn't surprise me. I think that's going a little...
Oh.
Wow.
That was fun. That was fun.
That
but
was
you
fun,
know what
you
else is fun, Jesse?
What?
Because we did this also on the Patreon episode. Guys, if you're not on the Patreon, it's a blast and a half.
It is a blast.
When we did improvised auditions, I thought that was a lot of fun.
That was really fun. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that and see how the people feel.
Okay, an improvised audition, maybe for the Hallmark movie. Okay, you guys. Okay.
Yeah, this is it. This is the new segment. You just thought of that. I love that.
Yes, I did. Oh my God.
Auditioning for the Hallmarks.
Auditioning for the Hallmarks. Okay, come in. Please state your name and height.
Hi. I am Wilson P. O'Reilly, and okay. I am 6'1" and a half.
Oh, okay. Great. Could you turn to the side?
I do just want to say, I know that it said 6'2". I will.
Yeah.
I can appear taller. So.
Okay. That's, yeah. Great. Okay. We're just marking that down. No need to stress about that. Okay. Great. So you'll turn to the side.
Okay.
And the other side. Okay, great. And what part are you here to read for?
I believe the lead.
Interesting. Okay.
The lead.
1 second. Sorry, you brought him in for the lead. I just don't think he reads. So.
I can.
Okay. Yeah, we'll try it. Let's try it. Shall
Sorry.
We try it?
Did you say you don't think I read as the lead?
Can you read? Sorry, we weren't sure you can.
Oh, I can read. Yeah. I thought okay, you were saying I didn't read as the role.
No.
I didn't.
As what? No.
Okay.
Because
you're
acting. So this will be acting. Great. So we'd actually love to do, to start with the pivotal scene where you're fighting for her back. So why don't we just take that monologue?
Oh, the monologue.
Can we take the monologue? Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I just, I prepared the sides. I didn't realize the monologue was as, I can. Just give me one quick second.
Okay. At the airport.
At the airport. Totally.
Okay.
Did you want the part where I'm frantically trying to find the gate as well, or?
We'll skip the running part for now. And we'll just get to what you tell the boarding agent to get on the flight.
Excuse me. Sorry, can I take that
Sorry.
Back?
Yeah, and I'll read the other part, sure. It's a monologue as soon as we do that first few lines.
Okay, great.
Right.
excuse me, I just have to get onto the plane, please.
Sorry, sir. The gate is closed.
I have to get onto the plane, please. The love of my life is sitting aboard that Boeing 757.
Sir, I'm sorry. The gate is closed.
Listen, I don't have time for this, okay? The love of my life, Anastasia.
Patagonia.
Is that right?
Okay, let's take it from the top. That's fine. I think that let's do it again. And I think less sad, more testosterone-driven, almost anger, if you could. Okay?
I'd like to get on that plane, please.
I'm sorry, sir. The gate is closed.
I have to get on that plane. The love of my life is aboard that plane.
I'm sorry, sir. The gate is closed.
Anastasia Patagonia, the love of my life, is on that plane, okay? And I will get on there if it is the last thing that I do. She told me that she loved me more than her family fortune. She's the heiress to the Patagonia fortune. And I don't even care about that, okay? I wouldn't even make her sign a prenuptial agreement.
Well, I think she would have you sign one.
Excuse me?
Sorry.
I'm trying to have a moment here. Okay? I would get on that plane and she would. I just need her to. Sorry, my sides are a little smudged.
Oh, okay. You know what? I actually think that's. I feel good about that scene. Let's move forward. So the songs in it are obviously originals.
Oh.
I don't know if you had a chance to look at those. So we'd love to jump in to the duet.
Okay.
The duet, if you will. Called obviously Prenup.
Prenup.
Prenup or, and then we'll just take it from Prenup.
Okay. So we'll take, and I'll be singing the role of the male lead.
Exactly.
Okay. I need you to sign it.
Oh, sorry. So that's my part because I am the heiress.
I thought you would be reading. I don't know who's did you want me to do both parts?
That's interesting. I know. Actually, let's not do that. Unless, so why don't we take it from the top and we'll just do it. I'll be the woman and you be the man. Okay.
Okay.
I need you to sign it.
I need you to sign this because I need your fortune.
That's why I need you to sign it. It's my fortune coming into this relationship. I've had a fair share of weasels.
I've had a fair share of easels back when I was in art school, which is why I don't have any money and your family thinks that I'm a deadbeat guy.
Huh?
Even though we had famous artists like Picasso and David Van Gogh, no one appreciated them till after they were gone. And just like me, I'm gonna shine through the sky and I'm gonna paint you the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
I need you to sign it. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We will be in touch.
Thank you. I don't know that I love the show in general, to be honest with you.
The movie?
Yeah, the songs felt a little out of place.
Interesting.
I just wanted to give some feedback.
I'll definitely make sure the writer knows.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. And you said you'll be in touch.
In touch.
With me.
Yeah, if we want to proceed.
I look forward to it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.
Okay, and scene.
Wow.
And let's reverse the tables.
Hi. How are you?
Excuse me. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'm here to audition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We are a little bit early. I would have...
Do you want me to wait outside?
No, please. You're already in here. Actually, knowing you'd be out there would make me uncomfortable.
Okay.
Name, height, representation.
Great. Jesse Jollis, five.
Sorry, how five do you pronounce that?
Jollis, like you don't have a jaw. You're jawless.
Like I don't have a jaw?
Mm-hmm. You're jawless.
Okay. That reminds me. Make an appointment about my TMJ.
Okay.
Sorry, that was to my assistant is listening in.
Oh, great. Hello to them too.
Don't talk to her, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah, got it. I'll 5'6", let's say, and unwrapped.
I'm sorry, let's say?
5'6".
Are you actually 5'6" or?
Yeah. I'm close.
A little tall for a woman.
Well, yeah, I guess. I feel like that's a medium height, but.
I don't know. I think the national average is probably like 5'5", 5'5½".
Well, I've never been average.
Well, so. That's good, I guess.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
good
you.
To have confidence.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. And you're reading for the role of?
I'm reading for the role of high-powered executive. Yes. The lead.
Thank the you. Lead. Yes. High-powered yeah. executive. Okay, great.
Yeah.
If you just want to take it from the coffee scene, the barista scene.
Yeah. The barista scene.
I will read for the barista.
Great.
And if you want to read for the role of Isabel.
Got it. I'll have a one calf, half calf macchiato.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm late.
Okay. I'm going to take this back from the top. Did you read the sides? Because you're supposed to be wanting to get the blueberry scone with everything you have in you.
Okay. I just thought because I obviously am, it says like Isabel is a very thin woman. And I just figured that the scone was like a typo or just like scone, great.
Blueberry. She's a thin woman, yes, but it says in the script she
high fast metabolism.
I mean, you can just read the lines as written.
Okay, I'll read them as written. I wasn't sure if we were sort of interpreting them.
We're not.
Okay, good.
Okay,
good.
Great.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Can I have a half calf, no calf macchiato and a blueberry scone?
Okay. Oh, actually, we're all out of the blueberry scones. That guy just got the last one. He ordered it. I'm heating it up for him.
What? I need that scone. I'll pay you double for it.
Okay, well.
Fine, triple.
No.
And you don't have to heat it up. Just pass it on under, okay?
Well, that guy already got it, so.
Well, you haven't given it to him yet, have you?
Okay, I'm just going to take this back here. You're being a little attitude-y, and I don't know that we want her to be portrayed as someone with attitude. You know, we want her to be portrayed as a nice person.
Okay. I thought she had sort of like a hard shell at first. No.
Well, she has a hard shell. Yeah. But you're kind of giving me like a tortoise shell. It's a little too hard.
Okay. Okay. I can lighten it up. That's not a problem.
You know, I think if we just want to move ahead to the, let's do the monologue, the end monologue where you find out that he's gone.
Okay.
And that your grandparents have passed away.
That yeah.
Both that's of them at the same time.
Okay.
Due to a tragic thing that was your fault.
But yeah.
We're still working on the script a little bit, so we're not sure how we're going to weasel that in. But we do have the monologue written, as you know. So if you want, you are standing before him. He is at the Christmas parade.
Okay, right.
He left because he can't handle your baggage. So if you want to just do that monologue where you do talk about your baggage, your issues.
Okay, right. Okay.
That would be great. Okay.
That's great. Yeah, let's do it.
And action.
Stop the parade, Mark. Sorry. Oh, okay.
If you could his name is Matt.
Matt, is it?
Yeah,
okay,
Matt.
Great. Got it.
With two T's.
Two T's. Stop the parade.
You know what? I'm so sorry. My assistant just spoke in my ear. You were correct. It's Mark.
It is. Great. No
it's
problem.
Mark. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Good. Stop the parade. Mark, I have to talk to you. And I have to do it now. Because you never know when people are going to leave you. And I've lost a lot of great people recently. I mean, some would say I'm an orphan, a lone wolf. Mm-hmm. But I just think I'm unlucky. In everything. Until I met you. Yes, I don't believe in parades. And yes, I think that they're crowd mongers. And I think they're stupid. And I think what even is a float? But also,
sorry.
You
take it back to me.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't know if it was written in, but I know that I want it written in. So if you could just name the reasons you've been unlucky in the past.
Oh, list them.
And then continue. Maybe just bring up a couple of your traumas.
Quick. Okay, got it. stop the parade. Mark, I have to tell you something, and I have to do it now because you never know when someone's going to be gone. I've been unlucky in life. And I mean, obviously, I was born with anxiety. We know that. Had trichotillomania growing up. I was given a Rolly backpack and I didn't even know the social ramifications. I was chubby as well and have a very sensitive Jewish stomach. I don't believe in love or that I'm worthy of it. But what I do know is this. If I'm worthy of anything...
No, this character did kill her entire family, and I thought that maybe you would mention that in the package.
Okay, I thought it was, yeah, killed them on, is it on purpose when she didn't?
It was by accident, but you feel guilty about it because you were the one that left the poison in the salt shaker.
It was a science
experiment, and you left the rat poison in the salt shaker, and they used it. When they had brunch without you.
Okay. From the top or just...
You can just take it from there, I think.
I'll take it from there. I've been unlucky and you know that. As a child, I was obviously very dramatic and constantly wanted my parents to think that I was trying to kill them. And then one of my science experiments went wrong, went amok. Who put salt on eggs? I've never even heard of that, but apparently my parents did. And as a middle child, no one even woke me up to join them for brunch. And the next thing I knew, everyone in my family was keeled over and their last breath was that of eggs. And that smell still haunts me.
And I do want you to remember as you do this, that the man you're trying to get is an egg farmer.
Yeah, no, that wasn't reading. Okay, no, I got that.
I think that was good. That was very good.
It was good, I thought.
That was great. I think if you want to just go ahead and do the song, and then, you know, that'll be it. So if you want to do the song.
Okay,
As you know, we take songs from the Broadway musical Chicago.
Right.
And this is a remake of Chicago.
It is.
With a very different cast and crew.
Absolutely. Okay. Mr. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, because you can look right through me, walk right by me. Wait. And never know I'm there.
They call me
Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane. Should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane. Cause you can look right through me, walk right by me.
And never know I'm there.
Wow.
I'm also auditioning.
Oh my God. And I hope we both get it.
Wow. That was Jesse, honestly. Like, I'm not just saying that. That was so good.
Stop it.
Like, that was very funny.
That could have been
a good
it.
Audition.
Thank you for saying that.
That was a good audition.
Sorry. When you book, baby, you book. Can we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more scene. Okay.
Okay. Because it's too fun and I can't even get enough of it.
Okay, let me see. I'm trying to find
and guys, what if we did you guys can send in like the hallmarks that we're auditioning for if you like this and the roles that we're auditioning for, okay? And you can also give us starting scenarios or lines.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, so do you want to give the line this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about what you just did in there is the line.
Oh, do you want to talk about what you just did in there?
I don't see the big deal. I made a bit of a scene and I'm sorry. I know it's not my wedding and that it is yours.
Right.
But you don't understand what it's like to be the sister that's older than you on your wedding day. Okay. It's rough.
Mm-hmm. a bit of a scene, I think, is the wording I want to kind of latch on to. You stopped the wedding.
Well, in my, that was the fireworks that I had prematurely set off inside.
Right. And
I am sorry for what happened to Uncle Paul, but that, you don't try to grab a firework as it's going.
Well, yeah, that is Uncle Paul. But I feel like the main issue is that, listen, I did not ask to be skinny. Okay. I did not ask to be gorgeous. I did not ask for Peter to find me and to also be a doctor. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just like that happened. And yes, I know you weren't dealt like the best cards. Okay.
Well, I met Peter. I introduced him to you as,
I know,
my crush.
Thank you.
And you started dating him.
Well, okay. But I think that Peter, I don't think the feelings were like Peter told me that you were like a really fun sort of friend vibe.
Oh.
And that he didn't really, see you that way.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I didn't think it was that big a deal. And a crush, you can't have dibs on, I thought you were over that sort of.
I thought I was too. And then when I saw you wearing my dream dress that I showed you online, and I was like, this would be my dream dress if I was ever rich.
Yeah.
And then you bought it.
Well, yeah, you said if you ever were rich, and I already am. So it's hard to.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but you
by
can,
the time that you're, the dress will be out of style.
By the time what?
Like you probably financially become stable. I feel like right now you're like making me seem like a mean, like bitchy, like bride, which is like not my intention. I also want to say like the bridesmaid dress, like I know you are my maid of honor. And so that's why I was like, I think a tutu would be fun. I understand now that you're not loving it and you feel like I
sabotage. You know that I'm a little bit hefty, and you knew that putting me in a child's tutu was going to make me feel self-conscious.
And that was not my intention. I thought that you like to dance, and I was trying to give you sort of like the option to do that with a tutu.
Well, if it was a normal tutu, if it was a larger puffy skirt, I probably would have been more here for it,
Well, you could shorten it and always wear it again.
Like I was picturing Lady Gaga at the inauguration, and what I got was like...
Right.
Toys R Us in the back room after they've gone out of business, and I found it. It's so, I don't even think there's tall on this thing. And frankly, if I may.
Please.
The fact that you used my favorite song of all time as your wedding song also just set me off.
Okay, I hear you. I do feel like Firework is a lot of people's favorite song.
But for a wedding song, I think it's very bizarre to do that. Because I said, that's going to be my thing. I have fireworks even. That's my thing. I carry them around with me.
I know. I do know that. Listen, I obviously pulled you in here because you're about to give the speech, like the toast. And I just want to make sure we're on the same page. I feel like we went over what we both agreed that you would say. And it feels like you're sort of going rogue today. So I do want to kind of rein you in and make sure that
you think that I was just going to say you want a toast and then throw a piece of burnt toast at you and say congratulations and walk away, then you'd be correct. That is what I was planning to do.
Okay. So yeah, I guess I would like to do what we had planned before that, talk about how I'm your best friend, and Peter is also your friend, and together it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable with that because I don't know that you are my best friend,
Okay, Cindy.
Cindy's our other sister.
Okay.
Samantha,
I want to say to you that I am I love you, and I, this is my wedding, but it's all of our weddings in a way.
It's not all of our weddings. It's not my wedding. When we go home from here, you're the one that's going to get laid in Tulum. How do you pronounce it? I don't even know because I've never been. It's in Mexico.
I know. Yeah, no, I know.
Know, because you have a house there. I told you, you know what? Someday I would love to have a house in Tulum. And you said, oh my God, I happen to have one. And then I watched you go on Zillow and buy it.
Okay.
And then I said, like, could I come down for 4th of July weekend? And then you said, it's really booking up pretty quick. And I said, booking up? And you said, well, and I said, what? And you said, And I said,
yeah.
Booking up with what? And you said, ha, 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 and then you walked away.
Okay, Samantha, you are kind of loud, though, and dramatic, and you make things about you, which you is
think
a little
I'm
bit...
loud? You think I'm dramatic? That is insane.
Well, I do think that you are, and you also make things about you, and I had invited you, as we recall, the 4th of July before, where you dressed like a firework. Okay, and then you started singing Katy Perry.
To be
Perry's
clear, I was Statue of Liberty covered in fireworks.
Okay, tomato, tomato. The point is, like, that was my engagement part. I'm saying at my engagement
tomato,
party.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, that's something that Peter says. And I've sort of, well, Peter says it.
What does that mean?
It means that he's a doctor and he's smart. And that's just something you say when it's like your opinion, my opinion. And my opinion is right on this. You are dramatic. Everybody thinks so.
Not everybody. Not the Boston Conservatory, because I didn't even get in. Thanks for bringing that up.
I did. Okay. What I'm trying to say to you is that I just need you to, like, let this be my day. Okay.
Okay, so let me perform my number and then it'll be your day.
You're singing the toast?
I am singing a toast. It's kind of an original.
Fine. I make sure it's positive, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and now the toast. We'll have the maid of honor, Samantha.
This is an original. Do you ever feel like plastic bag? You're the middle child with an older sister. She goes to the doctor and she says he is hot. I said, I know, that's why we're dating. Then she comes home and says I dated him. And I said, what the hell are you doing? And then she looks at me and she says, you've just gotta ignite the fight and get out of my sight and come alive like you forgot your pills. Cause baby, these are fireworks. This is where fireworks were supposed to go.
Yeah.
You got it. You got it.
Thank you, Samantha, for that.
And scene.
And scene. Wow.
Wow. Can we talk about that song?
Yeah, we can. That was some fast thinking and some fast lyrics.
See, people think we can't think quick. People think we're dumb, but we can think quick.
For everyone who thought we were dumb, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. I can think quick. I just made up lyrics to firework involving fireworks.
And I loved every second of it. So was this iconic? I think so.
I think so too.
Yeah. Ugh, guys,
but if you guys didn't think so,
comment below, but please do not review the podcast with negativeness. Okay, we got to keep it positive, got to keep it going.
Let us know. Okay, don't give us one star and be like, fuck them, they sang a song.
Yeah, please don't do that. Okay, that
don't
really
do
hurts.
That.
Don't do that. We are a family, okay? And we do vote on stuff and we try different segments and we just are evolving, okay?
Okay, and the Hallmark will be back next week.
Yeah, everybody just...
Wait, speaking of reviews, are you ready for the last segment?
Yes!
Okay, guys, it's time for...
Praise to the praises, yeah!
Okay, this comes from Ash.
Ooh, hey,
Hallmark,
Ash.
Hallmark, ironically, Hallmark movies have never been better.
Okay.
Not a fan of Westerns, but only Chris and Jesse can make a Western Hallmark movie so hilarious. These two always make me hysterically laugh on Mondays. They are such a gift to us all. I wish I could give 10 stars, because 5 is not enough. I appreciate the middle children in my life so much because of this podcast. Ash, you are the type of person that listens to a podcast about middle children and say, who are middle children that I know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to send them a fruit basket.
And Ashley, I'll tell you one thing. You know Westerns are weird and predominantly for guys who like violence. But when you put a lady in a dress, belt her up, you can find a love story. And girl, you are our love story because you just, every middle loves you right on back.
Ash, you are just the type of person who you call up your friends just to make sure everything is okay.
Oh my God. And even when it's a Tuesday.
You're like, you know what? I just wanted to check in. I know you had a big business meeting today and I just wanted to see how it went. That's the type of person you are.
Yeah. Did you nail down the account? Love that for you. And then she's off and she is running. She knows that she needs a good chuckle on a Monday to get through that week. You know, it ain't easy for anybody at this time. And to say that we are worth 10 stars really actually does melt my heart.
And Ash, we love you just like love you, we love girl. You all, guys. You're icons.
Yes.
Make sure you join Stuck in the Middle. Make sure you check out the patreon.com/middlechildren.
Yes.
And until then, live every day like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.